Okay, very good. Welcome, everyone. We have one hopefully new member. Haley, welcome. We hope you could be, we hope you go through the process and join us. So, and sadly, we're losing two members, Sandy and Martha. So we appreciate the service that you've given us.
And you know you can come back again.
Yes, that's exactly right. So we're thankful that you were able to serve as long as you did. So why don't we
roll
go
call?
Through the roll call.
Okay. Jody Robinson.
Sandy White.
Shiloh Tippetts.
Martha Bringhurst.
Kim Robinson.
Doug Sorensen.
Linda Sorensen.
Okay. And then let's move on to the reading of the minutes.
Do you want me to go ahead and do that?
Yes, please.
Okay. August 7th, 2024, meeting minutes. Attendance, Martha Bringhurst, Sandy White, Rob Sierra, Kim Robinson, Doug Sorensen, Linda Sorensen, Shiloh Tippetts, and Jody Robinson. Absent and excused is Randy Hunter. Meeting was called to order at 4:05 p.m. by Doug Sorensen. Jody read the May 1st, 2024 minutes. Motion to approve minutes with three corrections by Linda Sorensen, seconded by Doug Sorensen, all approved. Kelly will be missed. She has moved out of Utah. Martha and Sandy are both leaving after finishing their terms. Jordan Toby has agreed to be on the library board. Rob and Shiloh have agreed to stay on board for another term. Names were discussed for two more board members. Summer reading SRP, summer reading program attendance in library was over 1,700 people. This morning's summer reading party was around 95 people. In 2 months, there were 425 in attendance at the summer reading programs. The summer art exhibit had 112 visitors viewing art from 18 local artists. Local circulation of material during the summer came to 6,434 items. Our library has met 10 of the 12 benchmarks for being a certified library. Our library also takes great advantage of our state's ILL program. Our library won a grant to have author Jennifer Nielsen come present How to Become a Writer at the Opera House on August 26th at 3 p.m. We have partnered with the American Red Cross to have blood pressure monitors be part of our circulation. All certified libraries can apply to be considered a quality library, which Jody has applied for. We will know in September if we receive that. Next meeting scheduled for November 6th, 2024 at 4 p.m. Motion made by Linda Sorensen, seconded by Martha Bringhurst. Meeting called to a close at 4:39 p.m. by Doug Sorensen. Is there anything?
Any changes? Any
corrections? Is it in 2 months there were 452 in SRP, or is it in 2 months there was 452 in SRP?
I have was.
Which is the correct?
Which is correct.
There were or was?
Were.
Okay, so one correction.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay. And let's move on to library updates.
Okay. As mentioned in the minutes there, let me grab some real quick. We, our library, qualified as a library of, what did it say? A quality library. So we had extra like benchmarks that we had to meet, and then it's just an award, but it's nice. Not and it's the first time Beaver has ever qualified as a quality library. So that was kind of fun to be recognized at Summit with that. I have a few things. We bought a 3D printer. A local kid here was selling them, and he brought it in, showed me how to set it up, and then offered to do a program. So he's going to do a program this month just to start. We only have 7 computers, but we put the software on all the computers. So he can sit down and teach him how to use the software, which has pre-designed items that they can print. But he would like to also teach people how to design, to use the software to actually design things. So, and he's motivated. He said he would love to do it for the school, but they already have people do it at the school.
Are these classes free?
Yep. Yeah. The only thing that you would have to pay for is the filament. So right now I only have that one, but it's like 5 cents a gram. So it's not expensive. It's not. The hardest part about it is that we printed this little, it was right around Halloween when he brought it in, and I printed this little ghost. It took 3 hours. Oh. So everybody will be able to print something, but it probably won't be done until like the next week. You know, we'll just have to send it in that way.
What is the material? But
it's just a plastic.
It's a plastic. It's
like a polypropylene or something like that?
Okay. They could tell you there's a bunch of different types. There's a bunch of different like qualities and different things that they do and how they hold up differently. And my husband talks it and I just, okay, honey, it's great.
So that was kind of exciting. During the comet, Shiloh encouraged me to bring out our telescope, which we hadn't brought out because we weren't sure how that was going to work. And I had Porter Kitchen come, and he set it up. And I don't think I'll circulate the telescope. You really have to know what you're doing. But Porter knows what he's doing, and it was really cool. We looked at the comet, and then he flipped it around. We looked at Saturn.
You could
see the rings and the moons. And then he flipped it up to the moon, and it was, you couldn't even hardly look through the viewfinder. It was so big and bright right in your face. So he actually came up with the idea, because I had talked to him about doing a class and teaching people how to use it. And he said, what if I just come and set it up when I know there's going to be something cool to look at?
Oh, wow.
So we honestly, it was 2 days, I think I advertised it. I had over 45 people show up to that event. And we were here for an hour. And
out of town. Porter, what's his last name?
Kitchen.
So
he doesn't live here, but that's all he does is play with his telescopes. And he says, I'm home all the time. So he goes, if I know there's going to be a couple two or three constellations that are going to be lined up, if I know there's going to be planets that are lined up, he goes, it's best to get it when you can get it all in one night sky, that, you know, and then that way the kids have something to reference. Like, I saw this and then I saw this. So, and he's very knowledgeable. He had so much information. That comet is over 80,000 years old. And he was telling the kids, he's like, no one's ever seen it and you'll never see it again. So just the fact that the kids could come and kind of get that was really cool. Our author event, Jennifer Nielsen, it was excellent. She did amazing. We had over 70 people there, which I was hoping to fill the whole room, but everybody left with a book or a prize or something. It was really good. That was a great opportunity, and I hope I've never seen them put that grant out or that offer out before, so hopefully they'll have that in years to come, because that was really cool. I don't think we could afford $5,000 for an hour along with an author.
You really did awesome. It was amazing. So fun.
Let's see. We've had, just since the end of the summer, we've had over 25 people come to our paint classes. Last week we did a Bluey party. If you guys know who Bluey is, it was excellent. We had 80 people come. We had Shannon from Minersville dress up in this Bluey costume, and all she did was hug kids, and they just had so much fun. And I have never even seen Bluey before, so it was really cool.
If you haven't watched it. Have any of you seen it?
It's the Australian dog.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. It's quite funny. Nate and I will sit and watch it. We don't even have little kids.
Miranda Martin is not even a mom, and she says, you can come to my house and we'll watch it together.
Yeah,
oh my
goodness. I agree. You come over, I'll watch it with you, Jody. It's funny.
Okay.
Bluey party.
So, right? Well, and I read a story that was called Run Your Own Race, which is totally more for the parents than it was for the kids, which was, I thought was appropriate. Yeah. It was appropriate for me. we have, in the next couple of weeks, we have a nonprofit coming into town. They do an after-school program. Typically, it's only in the Salt Lake area, but they do outreach once a year, and they're coming to Beaver County the week of November 11th. And they're going to come and do a, I think they, if I get to choose, they're going to come do an animation class with kids, the like elementary school age kids. And it like will be like an hour. I don't know if it's, that's the thing is, because most of what they do is computer. Mm-hmm. Most of what they do is coding and stuff like that. So they talked about animation, and then they talked about like designing on the computer. So that's still kind of up in the air, but they have offered to come and do that.
And who's putting it on?
It's called Spy Hop.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of that before? Mm-hmm. Okay.
We did a lot of stuff on it at school.
At the school.
Mm-hmm. And it was developed here in the state of Utah. Yeah. So.
So
what month are they coming?
They're coming in November. It was kind of short notice for them, and then we've been back and forth about a date, but hopefully we have the facilities, and I can advertise it. They just want to get people involved. So
was it a sign up?
I think they'll take
anybody and everybody.
They wanted between 15 to 30 kids.
Okay.
So.
And that's November.
I know it's the week of the November 11th, I think, is that Monday.
Oh, okay. So next week.
So it's, yeah.
So next Monday.
Okay. Well, it's sometime next week. I don't think they've gotten back to me on a date. Okay.
And you post these things on Facebook, right?
I do. Oh, and I have found, I always think that I'm going to put it on early and everybody will see it and nobody shows up, or they procrastinate signing up or whatever it is. So I've just decided I'm putting it on just a few days before. Seems to be more, work better. We have Mrs. Claus coming in December, and we had her last year. She was, she's Ginger McMullen's sister-in-law. Tina McMullen's sister-in-law. She's really, really great. Our reading program so far this year, we have had 380 kids. Total patrons this fall would be 1,900, and our circulation's just over 8,000. So those are good things. This is the other thing that I had talked about, and we received these. We have them cataloged, but we're in the process of getting them processed so they have our names on them. But this is the blood pressure monitoring kit. We have eight of them. We have two that actually speak. If you push the button, it will speak in either English or Spanish. And we have four of them that have Spanish instructions, and four of them that have English instructions. But you have your pulse your oxygen thing. It's a full telehealth kit. Basically, if you were needing to see a doctor and you weren't going to go in, you could have all this. You could take your temperature, you can take your blood pressure, and you can know your oxygen levels to tell your healthcare provider, so they can then diagnose or whatever. That comes with a card. This has a video that they will watch, and it teaches them what levels are good, or when to be concerned, and then the same on these. So we're just getting these ready to like put our names on them, and then we've got a place on the shelves in there. So hopefully that will be a benefit to people. I'm not sure. I know since COVID, a lot of people don't go to doctors. They would rather do that. So that was, the state library actually partnered with American Heart Association to do that for libraries. So that we were very fortunate to be able to get those.
Well, like with me, they had me take mine every day.
Yeah.
For a while to try and figure out
what was happening. So, and my mom with her AFib is the same way. She's got to have that to know. And my dad with his lungs with oxygen, they've got to know. So it's nice. They've went and purchased theirs. But to have those there, they check out for a week. I mean, and you could probably renew if you had ongoing things that you had to deal with. But so that was new. And other than that, I don't have a ton. Oh, this Gale tools that you're looking at on your... I went to a training last week. Previously on our website, you could go in and you could do Creative Bug. You could go on to Libby. There was a few different databases that you could connect to through our website, through the city. It used to be EBSCO. And there was a few different databases like Auto Mechanic. There was the Creative Bug, and there was a few others. But they've gone away from EBSCO and they've gone to Gale. So I went to this Gale training, And this is, I mean, like for your homeschoolers, there's middle school, elementary school, there's, and it brings up full curriculums. There's National Geographic Kids. There was, we went into a science one where they actually show a fetal pig. Not, it's all digitalized, but you can dissect a fetal pig right there. And it's all, like, you can twist it and turn it, and it's really neat. The other thing I thought that was really amazing about it is it talks about it on this back side. It talks about, it can translate it into a different language. If you had Spanish speakers or if you were trying to teach Spanish, you can customize the display so your dyslexic readers or your background color, you can listen to it instead. But there's all sorts of content on these that it, this is above and beyond what we've had before. So hopefully we're working on getting it linked from our website, because Lee and I were just going in there, and it takes, our link takes you to Utah's online library, which is if you scan one of these, that would, it would take you to their online library. But then from there to get to the Gale databases, that's where we're kind of missing the link. So we're trying to get that. So if you want to go in there and try it, look at it, and tell people about it, I think it's a great resource to.
And I could do this like at home, mm-hmm. or do I have to be on your computer?
You just go into the city's website, go to the library's page, and that's where we will have that link.
So you can scan this thing?
This thing takes you to a few, there's a few different ones. This will take you to the online library. I want to make it so, like, it's straight.
It's just the online library.
Right.
Right there. Like, because that's what it's saying. It's like, access today. And then from here, it's like,
Yeah. So go to...
Learn.
And it's totally different. I get to the training and all I have is my phone, so it's totally different than what it looks like on the computer.
Is it the children?
The children library. That's one of the resources. So that's one. Oh. There's still Creative Bug. There's still, see, when you get on it on your computer, it looks different.
Okay.
But there's science. There's.
Oh, so it's gonna. It breaks out every single one of those. I don't know.
Yeah, there's more than just that's on this page.
That's
cool. Yeah,
that's really cool.
That's something I wanted to share. Something I want to get out. I have a list of things to advertise, so I'm going to try to get that in the paper this month. The last thing. So Leah, if you've seen Leah out there working, she's been weeding our fiction. We pulled a weed list. Policy is every 5 years. So we got a list of what we thought was every 5 years. And she and I know our shelves well enough to know that there's books that were still there that hadn't been checked out. I mean, we're like, I've never seen this title come through the desk before, you know, those kind of things. So we did a little bit deeper dive, and we've ended up almost with 800 books that haven't been checked out in the last 5 years. So they are all downstairs. We're trying to get the book sale go, you know. We've asked everybody that's come through the door, if you're welcome to go down and look. We have bags down there. We were hoping to do $5 a bag. We have the budget to replenish what's on our shelves, but we'd also, you know, this would be to get rid of that many books.
That's a lot.
This
of books.
Would be that it's just an opportunity. So we have a question for you guys. We feel like if we took the books out of the library to another place where maybe library users aren't, that we would be able to sell more of them.
Oh.
Just because you don't come to the library. I mean, you come to the library to borrow books. You don't come thinking,
I'm going to buy books.
So I'm thinking, and I'm trying to figure out how or if it's legal for us to, say, get a booth at the fall craft fair. Yeah, and just have bags and have people. I mean, I think if you were there shopping for maybe Christmas gifts, you saw that, oh, that's my boyfriend's favorite author, whatever. We have a lot of good authors. We have a lot of good things. So I don't know. Do you know anything that would make that not ethical?
If you can sell them here, I don't know why.
Right.
Yeah, moving a location. Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, I know that, like, when you get a Friends of the Library kind of organization together, there's stipulations about fundraising and things like that.
Could you also put up things like this?
I could stick that in your bag with your books.
Even do, like, this is the buy side, and this is, like, some of the things that the resources that we have. We have a 3D printer now with classes.
I'm there as outreach.
Outreach is what I was thinking.
And you have, you know, we even have, like, our paddle boards that you can, you know, like, things. Right. These are the classes that we offer.
Yep. Okay. Let me see what it costs to get a booth. Maybe this, they'll just give me one. But I did talk to the girls at the city. Do you guys know who runs the craft fair? Have you ever?
Morgan Terry. She would know. Okay. I don't think she runs it, but she would know.
Somebody said a Wilden girl, and I said
Jody. It could be Jody Wilden.
That's kind of the name that came to mind. Or maybe Amber.
I asked, and they said, oh, ask the Wilden girl. And I said, Amber? And they said, no. And I said, Jody's? They said, no. And I'm like, maybe it's one of their girls.
I don't think it would be any of Jody's girls.
I didn't know if any of them lived here.
They don't.
Not so big. Would it be a daughter-in-law? Chipper?
No. Morgan's pretty fast about getting back, so hopefully she will get back before this is done.
Otherwise, that's all I had to share with you. But those were some fun things that have transpired. And I believe with this, I won't have to certify next year. That's kind of your plus, is you don't have to do the certification 2 years, or you get to skip a year.
It's like getting the PGA card.
Yeah. Yeah. So is there anything you guys have questions?
Anything else?
Nope, I think that's it.
Then let's next meeting.
So February.
Jody Wilden.
Okay.
That's who she thinks it is.
Okay, I will
February
give.
What?
If I don't know, I don't have a calendar. February. What's the first Tuesday in February? First Wednesday. Sorry.
The 5th.
February 5th.
2025.
And I give Jason those names, and they do meet with council next Monday or Tuesday, so that should go through, and we should be able to have a full council next. I'll touch base again with Jordan to make sure she's still.
So how come we haven't had any of the city guy here?
Because he's new and he works at the school, and I can't make excuses for him, but this is his last thing that he's worried about.
Yeah. He's over the athletics and...
Yeah, he's the athletic director at the high school.
So they need to get somebody else that will do it.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I think that the city council is not quite as diverse as it has been in the past. In my opinion, as far as like,
right, and I don't think there's honestly don't think they're worried about the library
because you're so amazing.
Thanks. No,
that's been an ongoing issue
for a long time, but with especially with if somebody that doesn't use the library, you know,
we're invested into this.
Well, and even having Hal, he was retired, he wanted to be part of things, so it's just they assign me who I get, and that's how it works.
But about the time I got on the board the first time, when Angela was here, she had one of the city council meeting the city councilman say, "I don't even know why we need a library at all. It doesn't bring in any money and it doesn't provide anything for the community." And that was from a city council member.
That's right. No qualifications to be one, though. So. Yeah.
Connie Kells was on when we first got in. And she was here every meeting. Took a big interest, but
And Hal did.
And Hal did too. Mm-hmm.
And I actually had other city council members that said, geez, I wish I could come to the library meeting. You know, I wish that I had you instead of this other project that they've got them on. So they don't even really get to choose. They are assigned. What?
It's sad.
Go get on the city council.
Just don't have a clue Martha. What goes on here.
I will vote for you. Yeah. You're not even in the city limits. You're not even in the city limits.
Yeah.
North Creek.
Mm-hmm. So what is a good time of the day to meet for everyone?
This 4 o'clock best?
4 o'clock's great for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Then we'll keep it at 4.
It was supposed to be great for Rob, too, but... His daughter is just moving back into town. I know they've been pretty busy with that.
Who wants to make a motion to
adjourn
for the meeting or the next meeting? I don't know. Do we have to make a motion to accept the time for the next meeting, or do we just state it?
I think we just say it.
Okay. So, I'm going to delete that.
To close the meeting.
Can yeah.
I motion that.
Have a second.
Martha.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Sorry, I'm still.